tune in Thursday for a very special Friends. After months of breathless promotion, NBC's Smash Hit will finally end this coming week. 40 or 50 million people are expected to watch what may become of Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe, and one fabulous New York loft on the final episode of Friends. Now, in years past, most television series just faded away. Summer would come, network executives would look at their lineups, and decisions would be made, which is why very few people can recall the last episode of I Dream of Jeannie. But these days, the farewell show of a long-running hit is considered a cultural event, a work for the archives as much as for the audience. John Romano knows the challenge of a final episode. He's the veteran TV writer currently on the show American Dreams, and he joins us from Los Angeles. John, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You were a writer on Hill Street Blues, which is a series a lot of people remember with esteem and affection and respect. I think one of the early, I hope you don't mind the phrase, dark comedies on network TV. That creative team did the final episode called It Ain't Over Till It's Over, opened with the station house on fire. Could you recall that show for us?
Well, we were teasing the audience a little by setting the station house afire. We were almost saying to them, you're going to think that as this episode closes and the world of Hill Street Blues ends, that we're putting out the lights behind us, as they did in the final episode of Cheers, as MASH did, pulling up the tents behind itself. In fact, our intention was to close the episode by having the fire marshal look around and say, nope, looks like the old building stands. And those who do remember the final episode have often talked about the final shot, which is the phone ringing at the desk sergeant's desk. And he just picks it up and says, Hill Street, and we went to black suddenly. And by contrast, downstairs, Bruce Paltrow, the late great Bruce Paltrow, was doing the show St. Elsewhere. And their final episode is well remembered for taking the opposite. If you remember the final episode of St. Elsewhere, it turns out that the whole series has been the dream of a child, as if to say, no, this wasn't real at all. You've been with us on a voyage that is now over. This world ends with us. Whereas we deliberately said the kind of urban problems we're exploring, the lives of people have no beginnings or ends. And there's more. We just won't be there to see it.
What are some of the gritty little practical considerations that a writing team has to keep in mind for a last episode? I know, for example, the team that wrote the last episode of Cheers had to contend with the fact that at least a couple of the characters then might be featured in spinoffs.
Right. That's an ironic example because, of course, Frasier ends now, and Frasier was spun off from Cheers. The kind of practical consideration that you name is usually the paramount one. Is there a plan or even a chance that some of our characters will have life on another show, ensuring everybody more creative future and, bluntly, more money? We and Hill Street, in the particular example we're talking about, we actually were planning a spin-off of one character who had really risen to the had really come to the fore in the last season, and that was Dennis Franz's portrayal of Lieutenant Bunce.
And Beverly Hills Bunce.
That's right. The not well remembered, good for you, Scott, Beverly Hills Bunce. I'm not sure Dennis Franz will entirely be happy to hear it referred to, considering he went on to a much better and better known role as Sipowitz in NYPD Blue.
Is this whole final episode hoopla beginning to get more common in that once you get 7 years on the air, the financial considerations of having the last episode and having everyone else go on to other projects become overwhelming?
Well, and of course, there are so many well-known examples in which shows go beyond that seventh year. It's actually worth the extraordinary sums of money to sustain a show like ER beyond the seventh year, and we're all, I think, glad to see that. But I don't consider it hoopla because I think, in fact, that a great show, and we're talking almost exclusively about great shows when you mention MASH or Cheers or Hill Street Blues, they live in people's lives in a very special way. I think this is to some extent a cliche, but it's an important one. It comes into your living room. It sits there with you like a friend. And when that series ends, it's very much a real sense of people going out of your lives in a personal way and of a conversation you've been having that really been central to your own thoughts about yourself and about the society we live in coming to an end. I mean, Friends has done an especially good job at making people feel that they lived in that apartment. And when that's over, that's different than reaching page 350 of a book, even a very good book, which you knew from the beginning ended in a certain place. Different than going to the movies. There's nothing quite like the way a loved show vanishes from its audience's life.
John Romano, who wrote for Hill Street Blues and now writes American Dreams, thanks very much.
Thank you.